Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 130 of Ninjas and Super Spies. The glossary of combat terms continues to grind us down, but we're keeping our spirits high because every once in a while you find a little gem, try as the game might to bury it. Today's word, dumbheads, is de-emphasize, as in this game has no idea what's good about it and who it's for, so it de-emphasizes its most interesting features. And you know, that makes this game somewhat of a joy to dig deeply into. I hope that some of the persnicketiness of the last few episodes has not given the impression that I don't enjoy these pages. I actually do. They're hard podcast material, to be honest with you, because they're full of things that are stupid in a way that would not be fun really to talk about. Little rules that don't quite fit together, things that are confusing, things that are out of alphabetical order, little things that, you know, if you combine a thing from this page with a thing with this page, then there's an unexpected consequence. But a lot of those little niggling rule things are part of the fun of really digging into the game at this level. And it's always interesting to see when something just gets tossed off that is like a total game changer, but the author clearly didn't realize that. And so it's just dropped. Like the lead is completely buried. An example from this page is grab attack. So first of all, this is a whole thing anyone can do, like a whole maneuver that is only found in the glossary. It says here that pretty much anybody can grab. You can grab just about anything, whether it's a person, a weapon, an item laying on the ground. If you try to take something from someone with a grab, then they can roll a defense to try to keep it from you. So pretty basic. And that's the lead. Grab attack. A grab is a thing you can do to grab stuff. You could grab a thing on the floor, or you could try to grab a thing someone is holding, but they probably won't let you. Then in the second paragraph, it goes on to say, quote, grabbing flying objects, especially incoming missiles like daggers and arrows, is more difficult. First, the attack must be parried. Dodging means avoiding the projectile altogether. If the parry is successful, then the character can attempt to grab the projectile. And then it gives difficulties for grabbing projectiles, which are, you know, middling to difficult. Did you notice in there, you know, right toward the beginning of the second paragraph of this description, there was a little bit about how if you want to grab an arrow that's flying at you, you have to first parry it with your bare hands? So yeah, I guess that's a thing you can do. I didn't know that before, but by the by, you know, you may be interested in grabbing objects off the ground. Here's the difficulty for that. If you wanted to grab something flying through the air, that would be tougher. The first thing you're going to have to do if you want to grab an arrow, obviously, is slap it out of the air. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Author of Ninjas and Super Spies, are you telling me that with my bare hands, untrained, like I don't even have to be a martial artist, if someone shoots a crossbow at me, I could just fucking slap the bolt out of the air? This would have been a nice thing to mention to me when I was getting shot to shit by arrows throughout my gaming career. It's too bad that you only mentioned it in passing in the entry for the seldom used grab attack in the glossary of Ninjas and Super Spies. But yeah, apparently there's not even a penalty for it. If I turn a corner into an alleyway and somebody's pointing a longbow at me, they've got some kind of medieval grudge against me, so they track me down, wait till I'm turning the corner, and they're just like, you came to the wrong neighborhood, thou varlet, and then shoot me with a longbow. I can just drop my groceries and just fucking slap the arrow out of the air. Not today, Legolas. I just read the glossary. Incidentally, the rules for grabbing things out of the air after you've parried them are pretty forgiving as well. Given you've got two unskilled combatants, people who don't have any exceptional attributes, physical skills, combat training, just two people in the world, one of them gets pissed at the other, grabs a knife, and hurls it at the other dude across the room. The victim has even odds of being able to whack that thing out of the air, and better than even odds of then being able to not only slap it out of the air, but grab it out of the air and then attack the other guy with it. Apparently in the world of ninjas and super spies, this is something they see all the time at crime scenes, at crimes of passion. Like, well, you know, Bob was sleeping with Joe's wife. Joe got upset about it. You can see over here, he grabbed the steak knife from the kitchen. He threw it out of the kitchen into the bedroom to hit Bob. You can see where the lamp got knocked over when Bob, in one fluid motion, reached up, grabbed the knife out of the air, spun it around in his fingers, and then charged Joe with it. And then you can see the blood spatter here in the kitchen where Bob took Joe down. Classic story. Happens a dozen times a night in this dirty city. Join me next time when we, I think, hit the halfway mark of this glossary on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.